Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
This is John Williams. At 2:25, here's the story that begins on Fortune.com less than an hour after the news site The Intercept published a report on Monday detailing Russian hacking related to the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The U.S. Justice Department said federal investigators had arrested someone suspected of leaking the classified information to the media less than an hour after The Intercept posted. Boom, they got it. Some people said, well, who was it at The Intercept that leaked the leaker, this 25-year-old reality winner? It turns out they didn't need anybody to do it. And Robert Hackett wrote the story at Fortune magazine. He joins us now on WGN Radio. Robert, it's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I described before we came to you, just before our break and we got you on the line, how The Intercept then posted the picture of the document that she gave them. And people were then able to what? What happens from there? Now it's online. I can actually see a copy online of the copy she made for them. How does that out this leaker?
Exactly. You can take a look. It's published online at The Intercept on their story. So what the FBI has said, the FBI released an affidavit, a court filing, where they kind of walked through the steps of how they figured this thing out, or how they allegedly figured this thing out. And, you know, one of the things that tipped them off was they detected creases and folds in the page. So The Intercept uploaded images of these printed out pages. The NSA then looked at that. They saw some possible creases there, and they said, you know what, this paper was probably printed out of a machine on site at like an NSA facility or maybe a defense contractor's facility. And that was their first clue.
Right. So, I mean, because if we saw something maybe copied on the internet, we might assume that it was scanned or reproduced. But since the folds were there, the creases, they go, no, that's a copy of the original. We have a picture here of the original data. But still, what does that do for me?
So one of the things that's captured a lot of attention, especially from the security community in looking at these uploaded documents later, is they discovered that since they're the original documents, they actually contain a coded pattern of dots on the printouts that reveal certain information, metadata, about the documents, such as what printer it came out of, you know, the serial number, the model of the printer, and also the timestamp, so the date and the time of day that actually this document was published.
Well, does this only happen with NSA documents or security contractors? Does this happen at all businesses where there are color copiers?
I know this might sound bizarre, but it's actually a pervasive technology all throughout the industry, consumer and enterprise and everywhere. Color printers pretty much come with this system embedded in it. It's a watermarking system. The idea behind it is to produce some sort of anti-counterfeiting technology so that, you know, people won't be going off and printing dollar bills. You can actually track what people are printing and where it's coming from, and so to eliminate forgeries.
Where on the pages does this watermark exist? Because I make color copies all the time. Presumably I'm stamping it with this technology, but I don't see a little barcode anywhere. How is it embedded in the document?
Yeah, likely you are producing these digital footprints and fingerprints and tracks on these documents. So it's a repeated pattern. You can zoom in on some of the documents, and it helps to reverse the colors on it. So, you know, you're used to a white page, but if you reverse the colors and make the page black, these things stick out a little bit more. And if you magnify it and you increase the brightness, I mean, they're not made to be detectable to the human eye. They're pretty invisible. It's very light ink, a shade of yellow. And the idea is to be sort of invisible, but to make it traceable to those who know how to look for it.
It's embedded into the white space of the page or into the actual ink, maybe the letters and images?
Exactly. So if you look, it's actually on the white space. It's on the page itself.
Wow.
A lot of people zoomed into a cropped corner of the NSA document that was published by The Intercept.
Yeah.
And you can sort of see this pattern, this grid pattern of micro dots.
A lot of toners going to die a senseless death today as Americans make color copies of things, then pull the page off the copier to see if they can find the hidden watermark. But that's what you're telling me is there, right?
Yes, exactly.
I'm amazed. You know, I got up early today, but I didn't know this. I never heard of such a thing, and that's out there, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? It seems as though some people who were potentially leaking documents didn't know about it.
Well,
The Intercept apparently didn't know.
Memo to self, yeah. If I'm going to steal stuff or leak stuff, don't just hand them the copy that you made there in the office. You've got to, I don't know, maybe make a... Would a copy of the copy also reveal that watermark?
Yeah, so the best practice that you want to do if you happen to be in the business of publishing leaked classified documents
right.
from the government, one of the best practices you can do is to take that information and to retype it, type up a clean copy document, one that will be removed from the original printed pages.
Right, I get that. All right, but what about this? Mark has a question for you. Mark, maybe we just answered it. You're on the air. What did you want to say?
Well, I was just wondering, if you make a scan of the original copy, doesn't that fade that watermark a little bit?
Yeah, I'd imagine that it does fade it a little bit. However, it's still there. It's still present, and it's still detectable.
Okay.
In fact, The Intercept did scan their document and upload
really?
Those images, but it was still you were still able to detect it.
Sufficiently visible. Wow. So if that's on the toner which gets put on the page. So if I went back to say the toner that gets put on the page, but if say I just opened up a Word document, retyped the information, the quote or the incriminating paragraphs or whatever, and shared it. Maybe that wouldn't be good to some of the WikiLeaks of the world because they want to see the original documents. And a digital transfer wouldn't transfer this. It's only this, in this case, toner on paper, right? That's the only way that this gets revealed, correct?
Precisely.
Yeah. That's just fascinating. It's nice to talk to you, Robert. And you're standing in the middle of Times Square, it sounds like. So I appreciate your taking your life into your own hands for this conversation.
My apologies. I am on a rooftop in New York right now.
No kidding. Well, you need not apologize. You're helping us out. We'll call you again, Robert Hackett. He is the Fortune magazine. You write about technology for them, right, Robert?
I do, yeah.
We'll talk another day. Thanks for your help this afternoon.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Memo to self. If I'm going to leak information, make sure that I don't use a copier from the site that I was leaking it from. If nothing else, use your neighbor's copier, right?